can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. Hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
And this is Success Unlocked, Season 1. Let us explain.
So our mission here at Thanks for Visiting is to unite and equip short-term rental hosts to create unique and safe spaces-turned businesses, to strengthen guest and community trust so we can ensure the longevity and profitability of independent hosts. And of course, to bring more host voices to the forefront.
It's one thing to hear our perspective on short-term rental business building strategies, but we wanted to bring more value to you by introducing other incredible hosts to the Thanks for Visiting stage.
So we are excited to present to you this season of Success Unlocked, where our Hosting Business Mastery Membership coaches will discuss operations, social media, unique builds, co-hosting strategies, and so much more.
Today's show, The Co-Hosting Confidential, is hosted by Amy Corbett. She is the co-founder of All Belong Co., a growing collective of 30-plus short-term rentals in 4 states, including her very own train caboose. Amy has hosted more than 5,000 guests since 2019.
A self-described accidental entrepreneur, her properties have been featured in multiple publications. And she's making such an impact on our community. Her small city of Lynchburg, Virginia, chose Amy's family as brand ambassadors for the city's rebranding campaign in 2022. Let's get to today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Amy, and I'm here with Jamie Stark Inlow from Be Still Getaways. I am super excited for this interview. I've been following Jamie for a long time on Instagram, and it's obvious that she's crushing it from the online perspective. So happy to have her here so that we can kind of get behind the scenes with all the nitty-gritty about co-hosting. So before we get started, welcome Jamie.
Thank you, Amy.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, yeah, how did you get your start in co-hosting?
Sure. So I'm Jamie, and I'm the owner of Be Still Getaways, a boutique management and design company located in the Shenandoah Valley in the Central Virginia area. And I started Be Still Getaways, I guess, a few years ago at this point. It's weird to think about timeline because I feel like COVID makes everything feel really extended and strange, but we started just before the COVID pandemic, and my background is actually in higher education. My husband and I relocated back to Virginia from Boone, North Carolina, where I was working in higher education, and I kind of always had it on a back burner for myself. I had friends in real estate development who were starting to get into short-term rentals, and that was kind of like on the cusp of Airbnb, where you were like, you saw people renting them, you saw people creating them, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. I was like watching them do this. They actually did a really cool tiny house in Boone, North Carolina. And I was like, I want to do that. That is so cool.
Yeah.
And I think a really important part of my story is that even in higher education, I worked a lot in leadership. I was in upper administration, and my theme and how I did everything, and I vocalized this to anyone who walked into my office, but I always wanted hospitality to come through for me. I wanted my office to feel like a space that people could sit down and feel welcome. I wanted it to feel safe. Like, hospitality is a whole feeling, as we know. And that is like so ironic. I gave a whole speech about it at Appalachian. It is just like crazy looking back on that I am now in the hospitality industry. So we relocated back to Virginia. I was working in a contracting role with higher ed at that point. And we were living on a mini farm in Scottsville, Virginia. I had just had a baby, and my neighbor had a really killer, like, luxury barn apartment. And I can't remember why, but I had gone through it, and like my wheels started spinning, and I was like, this would make a killer Airbnb. So I wrote him a business proposal, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, I'm going to furnish it. I asked him for $2,000 and I just like, so funny, right, Amy? Now, like thinking about $2,000.
It won't get you.
Just insane.
Yeah.
That's right.
It won't get you very far.
Like, yeah. Right. Like now we're doing six-figure design installs and I'm like looking at $2,000 and I'm like, wow, I cannot believe I did that. And it just took off. And that was the birth of Be Still Getaways. I loved it. It was extremely successful. And I was like, this is going to be my full-time gig. And that's kind of how we were born. And it's just been like a 3-year evolution from that. But that's kind of a very abbreviated origin story for Be Still Getaways.
Yeah. And how cool is it that your neighbor trusted you to do this without having any experience yourself?
That's right. That was very kind of him.
So in only 3 years, then how many properties are you up to now?
Sure. So we are not just in the vacation rental industry. We do motels and inns. I would say that's one of our biggest lines of defense in our portfolio right now, is that's mostly what we're onboarding at this point. So doors, we currently have 127 doors that are live, but we have almost 170 doors under contract launching before the end of 2024.
That's incredible. This is another reason why I just want to dig into all of this. Yes. So you said that you're in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. Do you have any properties that are outside of that geographically that you're co-hosting for as well?
Yeah, we do. So when we were first starting out, I think it was maybe my fourth property was a cabin in Linden, Virginia. So we have two houses. I don't know why my SEO is so dialed in for Linden. There's no management companies up there. If anybody wanted to do that, it'd be a great moneymaker because our SEO is so dialed in. We get Linden management inquiries at least twice a week. And I'm like, I can't, I'm not expanding in Linden.
Wow.
But I also own a property management company and on the Eastern Shore. We own Cape Charles Escapes as well. So that is, I'm purely owner. I do have a property manager out there and I'm pretty hands-off with that. But we do have a pretty awesome portfolio on the Eastern Shore.
But it sounds like most of them then are focused in this one geographical area.
You got it. Charlottesville, Stanton, Waynesboro, Nelson County. Those are our spots.
And do you have any properties of your own or are you purely co-hosting for other owners?
Yep, 100% co-host, but 2024 goal, BSG starts acquiring real estate.
Nice. Nice. That's exciting. So your neighbor was your first homeowner. And then how did you start? Once that took off and you were like, this is a thing and I want to do it more, how did you start recruiting more homeowners? How did they find you?
Sure. That's a great question. So I am an Enneagram type 3. When I started the barn, it wasn't necessarily an evolution. It was like, oh, okay, here is the strategy for how this is going to be a thing. So I immediately started working on a branding package. I contracted a search engine optimization company immediately when I had one property. So I had somebody design my website, which is really cool. It actually was one of my former students at Appalachian State, who now is a killer graphic designer. But he did my website and all of my branding, my fonts, my logo, everything. He is amazing. And we just really honed in on that. I pictured it from the beginning. I was like, I want this logo to be something that is going to come across really strong in marketing. I was already picturing it on the side of a truck. I was like, I just wanted it right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I was paying an obscene amount of money for search engine optimization, trying to get myself on the first page of Google for boutique property management. And that was successful. And I just really leveraged social media and marketing myself. It sort of was like, I mean, we all know this, but networking is everything. And so, you know, I just started making connections. Like, I think my third or fourth property was a girl I had gone to middle school with who had seen my unit or had seen Be Still Getaways on Facebook. And she was like, oh, my husband and I just bought these two units in downtown Stanton. can you do it? And that was also my first design project. Well, my first official contracted design project. So we still manage their units. They're immensely successful. And it just kind of kept going from there. I think the other biggest thing that I did in the beginning, and I have to mention this until the end of time, but I could see the importance of leveraging social media influencers. And so Stays and Getaways was, she had 600 followers then, like she, Julia Randall. Oh, wow. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
She's amazing. And now like she, like we're friends. I love it. We still do business together. And she had 600 followers or something at that time. And she had been interacting with some of my posts. And I was like, hey, she was still doing in-kind stays at that point. So I was like, come stay at the barn. Let's like do a trade.
And I think then, I actually saw that stay.
Yes. Yeah. It was like one of her first stays. She had done like a press stay in like West Virginia or something. And then she stayed at the barn. And then she later did a giveaway at one of our tiny houses, which was crazy. It was viral. And a lot of our growth came through that in the beginning. And that's a really huge part of our story.
So growth in the sense of you got more owners interested or bookings from guests?
Sure. Both, like both. And that was the pandemic. And we were doing farm stays at that point. So we were like, we're talking 100% occupancy on two units all the time, like no bookings until three, no openings until 3 months out, which like as a co-host, you're like, would love for that to
be
my reality.
We all want that. Yes.
And that was a different time, but that was my first taste of co-hosting. I was like, is this how it always is? Is this how short-term rentals are? And so, you know, we were gaining a lot of social media following. And so I did obviously gain traction from owners looking for management. At that time, I had partnered with a local realtor in Charlottesville. And Sydney is, you know, now one of my dearest friends and also my business partner. But she reached out to me via Instagram and was like, hey, what are you doing over there? I see you. I don't know anybody else doing that in this area. I have a lot of buyers wanting to purchase short-term rentals, but they just don't know what to do. It's like a whole process. So we got together and it just became a really, really beautiful partnership that still flourishes deeply to this day. And she sent a lot of buyers my way that are like, hey, now I see a way that I could purchase this huge property, but I don't want to manage it. I don't want to do anything with it. So I'm going to buy it and here you go. And so—
right. Do you have any part of that process of speaking into this would be a successful short-term rental?
Absolutely. So Sydney and I, about, I don't know, I guess it was a year after Be Still Getaways started, we started Carriage House. And so Carriage House is an acquisition company in which Sydney is our realtor. And Sydney will just send out, we have a really deep mailing list, but Sydney will run numbers. She'll send out investment properties that we think would be good for anybody on our mailing list. And so a lot of our buyers are out of state. And then Be Still Getaways and Carriage House, we project manage, we bring in the contractors, we do the full design and outfit all the way to the management process. So it's like the perfect thing to hand an owner. We just wanted to create a one-stop shop where somebody's not having to piecemeal like, what contractor do I want to use? Like what about a project manager? I'm out of state. Who's picking tile? Who's doing finishes? And we just created this really beautiful thing to become, you know, again, one-stop shop for an investor looking to purchase short-term rental real estate in this area.
I love that. I think that's so smart, especially for investors who hear about short-term rentals and yet, yeah, they don't know where to start. They want it to be successful and you're obviously killing it. And I can see how so many would come to you. Plus the area that you're in is beautiful. Lots of wineries. I know because I'm only 1 hour from your area. So I am so curious. Can you walk us through that process of onboarding a property? It sounds like Carriage House is involved in the acquisition. And then, perfect. Yeah, what happens? And how do you get to 127?
So, yeah, we're definitely at like a pump the brakes point right now. Like we have a wait list. We are really being very, very, very selective on what units we are taking on. We specifically have a couple of investors who are real estate addicts, and we are very loyal to them. And when they purchase new property, we gladly take them on. So what that process looks like is, you know, obviously Sydney always brings the buyer. Shout out to Sydney. And she typically identifies the property as well. So I'll use a wonderful example of one we have coming on because we are just beginning this process. We are doing a historic mansion in downtown Stanton right now, Oakdean, something like, I don't want to butcher the date and do her dirty like that, but it's an 1800s build. It's absolutely gorgeous. Character like you just have never seen before. It's immaculate. So Sydney located the property. And then usually what happens is she sends me the link and I'm like, yes. And then typically her and I will go to the property. We kind of do a walkthrough. We talk through things, numbers, what would this look like? And then Sydney almost always has a buyer in mind and she presents it to the buyer. And then she usually brings the offer that day. From there, our team, we have a really amazing team. We have an awesome project manager on site, on staff, sorry. And she and I do a lot of our design. She typically preps the designs. We discuss the vibe. We create a mood board. And then we really hone in on our design boards. When I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking. She'll usually do a rough take on design boards. And then we really start narrowing it down. We create our purchasing list. We present it to the owner. Owner approves, like, yes, this is exactly what I envisioned. Let's move forward. So from there, like for this Oakdean property, we've had all the furniture ordered for about a month. We have a warehouse. We have a 3,000 square foot warehouse here in Waynesboro. So everything is parceled into little piles within our warehouse of what property it's going to. So everything is received at our warehouse and now we have closed on the property. So we've been working with the contractor. We work with an architect first to finalize any renovations. And we really take a long time finalizing this part. Like, where do we need to fit a washer and dryer into? Where, you know, because we've moved into this in market so heavily, obviously not every house that you come across is like ready to be an inn. So that means converting a lot of closets into bathrooms or sticking another room wherever you can, converting third level floors to, I don't know, four more individual suites, adding bathrooms. So working with an architect, finalizing plans, and that is many, many, many hours is spent on this part of the process. And once everyone feels good about it, contractor goes in, we kind of, our project manager or myself, we're usually on site daily, checking in on how things are going, making sure that no decisions are randomly being made without our oversight. And then, you know, it's the fun stuff. It's picking out tile, picking out finishes, light fixtures, flooring.
And are you doing that? Who's doing that?
Yes. Okay. We do all of that in-house. Okay. Yeah, we do all of that in-house. And then, have you know, you once had, finishes are done.
Yeah. Sorry, have you ever had an owner who didn't approve of your choices? Do you run these things by the owners?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we definitely do. We lay it all out. We create really beautiful design boards, in my opinion. It's like, this is what it's going to look like.
How can they not? We have selected. How can they not be excited?
Yeah. And we have like, this owner, he has very high-end particular taste, and we've done many properties with him at this point. He's been, you know, thankfully pretty pleased with our work, but we definitely still make sure he is on board before, you know, we really move forward. So yeah, occasionally, I mean, you know, there are times when an owner is like, can we try maybe something like this? But for the most part, our owners are kind of looking for a more hands-off approach, and, you know, they respect our guidance, and I'm really appreciative of that. It makes our job very easy. From there, once, you know, the contractor has finished their work, we're ready for a move-in. And so after the construction clean has happened, which we do not do typically, we work with an amazing contractor who does an outstanding construction clean. And then usually our team goes in, we roll really deep. We will have anywhere from 5 to 15 people on site at a project for a solid 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how big the project is, completing, putting furniture together, unboxing, cleaning, running linens, you name it. And then from there, say that sometimes, like depending on how big the inn is, that process can take up to a month. And then from there, we're ready for deep clean and photos. And we're also doing all the back end work, you know, preparing everything to receive a guest. It's very, very intensive and time consuming, as you know, but
I do.
And we try to move as quickly as possible.
I love it when you post that at that point in the process on your Instagram stories. It just looks so involved and everybody hands-on. It's just an amazing thing to watch.
Thank you. Yeah, that's like a really beautiful part of it. You know, we have about 60 really amazing ladies and now a few men on our team.
60? Did you say 60?
60. They are amazing, amazing human beings. And this is our turnover staff. And so like this has been such a beautiful part of creating ownership for our team of being like, okay, we're at the outfit phase. And this is when our team falls in love with the property. And this is when we're all learning about, you know, all of her quirks, all of her strange things like, oh, that door won't close all the way. We got to get that figured out. Or like, oh, a guest is the amount of times that we say, we're going to hear about that from a guest. Like,
right.
And then we're like, Bobby. Bobby's our head of maintenance. Shout out, Bobby. I would be dead without you. But we're like, here's your list, Bobby. These things need to be fixed before a guest comes in.
It's important to get all those preventative complaints out of the way.
Absolutely. 100%. So it's a really fun time of just camaraderie of our team being together in a beautiful space and just kind of oohing and aahing all over all of the beautiful selections as we unbox. And that's my favorite part. It's just so fun all being at a property together and getting to that point and the final stage before photos. And the back end work is obviously the most complicated. We do the revolutionary part about all of our inns and motels is that they are all self-check-in. There is no staff on site 24/7. So we do a lot of third-party integrations to make that operate smoothly. So all of that back-end work, again, our project manager oversees a lot of that, but that is definitely the most tedious part in making sure all of our systems are in order before receiving a guest, especially to a very high-end property. It really needs to go off without a hitch.
Absolutely. It's so important. Can you kind of break down what does your team look like? Who's doing what?
Sure.
What role are you at this point? What are you doing on a day-to-day basis?
Excellent question, Amy. And full disclosure, we have been amidst a pretty intense restructure for the past couple of months. And so basically the best metaphor that I can give you for what this has looked like is we're kind of like the Weasley house from Harry Potter, where it's like we started as one thing. You know, we had three or four properties and we started as this team. And then we just kept adding things on and it became this really piece structure, but we were still trying to make our same team work into this structure. We were trying to make a team work on, you know, this business that had scaled immensely. And that has required a lot of trying something and failing, hiring a certain position and failing. And I finally feel like we are getting in a place where our team makes a lot of sense. Not that it hasn't before, but sometimes I feel like we're doing a lot of work, spinning our wheels unnecessarily, like our system could be more efficient. So right now, what our team looks like is Jamie Stark Inlow, I'm the CEO of Be Still Getaways. And then we have our project manager, our executive project manager and co-host. So that's Emily. And she's pretty much my right hand. She is, when I'm overwhelmed and I'm like, okay, this is an Emily job. She project manages all of our units. She keeps our calendars. She keeps everyone on track. She makes sure, you know, she makes sure we're hitting our benchmarks to be able to open when we say we're going to open. She does all of our ordering. She finalizes our designs. And then she oversees, her largest role is that she oversees all of our commercial units. So she's kind of like the front line for anything that comes down for our commercial units, whether that's ordering, whether it's a maintenance issue, whatever.
Got it.
And then we have another co-host and she is also our photographer, Jill. And she oversees all of our vacation properties. She's kind of like the boss of our vacation units. And these are your traditional short-term rental homes, whatever that may look like. So she is the one overseeing all of that. She does all of our guest communication. She does our reconciliations in the morning for, you know, our turnover software and our property management system. She sets all of our codes in the morning. She is just holding down all things vacation rentals. So she pretty much sits at a computer all day talking to guests, answering phones.
How do you handle, is she on every day of the week? Does she get breaks? How are you? It sounds like you're dividing up your team by, you get these properties.
Sort of, yes. So like me, Jill, and Emily, we are on all properties. So any of us can cover for anyone. So we do an on-call schedule for weekends. As anybody listening to this can probably know, work-life balance is hard to come by in this industry.
Absolutely.
So I would say that's like one of my core values as a leader and in my own life. And it's taking me a long time to figure out what that looks like. But I value it for my team and I value it for myself that breaks are absolutely necessary to be able to keep going in this industry. So everyone works traditional hours, Monday through Friday, pretty much 7 to 5, whatever this job is always going. And that ebbs and flows. We have times when we're not busy. Jill has a day during the week that she's off. But we all, most importantly, we rotate for weekend on-call schedule. So that starts at 5 p.m. on Friday and it goes through Sunday around like 2 p.m. And we all just kind of switch that. Sometimes things come up and we're like, can we all tag team today? We all have fun plans. Can we just yeah. all tag team this Friday?
Right.
You know, where it just like doesn't work out. But we actually did just hire another on-call co-host who's going to take 2 weekends a month, which is going to allow
nice.
Us like, sometimes we'll have a whole month off without being on call, which is beautiful.
Yes.
So that's what that looks like. Otherwise, it's traditional. Jill would tell you that she lives her life throughout the day. Like I'll call her. She's like, hey, I'm on a walk or I'm whatever. And that's kind of the beauty of it on your phone. It's like, go to the grocery store, do what you need to do, but, you know, be attentive if a guest needs something.
Right. Yeah. You can live your life, but knowing there's going to be interruptions. And some
that's
days it's a lot more interruptions than others.
That's exactly right. And like slow season can be so hard, but it's also so like you need it. You just need
yes.
to be able to refuel in that way. And so we'll send messages to each other of being like, hey, I'm playing with my kids right now. I'm going to be on do not disturb for the next 2 hours. Please hold it down. That is a very regular part of our communication that we're having. So that's a big part of it. And then, you know, that's sort of our co-hosting team. And then on the other side, we have operations. And so, you know, we have an operations manager and she is the big boss. She oversees all things turnover, quality control, you know, just making sure all jobs are covered, making sure everything's happening how it should. And then we have an inventory specialist. So, she is responsible for keeping our warehouse stocked with all of the essentials for all of our units. She makes sure that every single property we have is stocked with the supplies that it needs, which is a very big job. And so that was something that was really bogging down our turnover team. And we were like, this needs to be a dedicated position. This is so much. It is just such a big role to make sure that every single STR inn and motel is supplied with what it needs. I mean, it is hours and hours and hours of work.
Right.
So we've streamlined that. That is amazing. And then we are moving into a role where we have a couple of quality control specialists where they go and do, you know, they oversee all of our photos from our Turno staff. But they also are going in and doing in-person inspections as well, which is really critical. And then we have our maintenance team. We have 3 full-time maintenance, which is amazing. We have
yeah,
our head of maintenance.
This is in-house.
In-house. Only
nice.
Work for BSG, which is really, really wonderful because I feel like one of the most stressful parts of this industry in the beginning was when things would go wrong. And I was like, calling a contractor. I didn't have preferred contractors then, but, you know, calling someone to be like, I have a check-in at 3. Are you able to come fix this?
Right.
And we've all been there. It's a really, really stressful feeling. And having that in-house now is just, it is one of the most valuable things that we did for Beastel Getaways. So
yeah,
in-house maintenance, assistant to maintenance, and then all of our lawn care is in-house as well.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
It is so important to have those people who can come in a pinch, because so many contractors don't quite understand the necessity of, we got to have this now, you know?
That's right. They really don't. But, you know, our head of maintenance, he's so skilled and talented. He can do almost anything. But thankfully, we've reached a point where we definitely have our like preferred HVAC companies and we send him a lot of business. So he stays pretty available for us as we frequently need him.
And so are your maintenance people, I'm assuming that some of them are on your setups and then they're also helping any issues that arise. I mean, you can keep them busy, I'm sure, more than full time.
More than full time. That's exactly right. We definitely got to a point where head of maintenance was more than full time, which is when we pulled in an assistant. So yes. I mean, they have trailers, they have trucks. So they're the ones, you know, they are the receiving company. They're receiving all of our outfits. They're bringing them to a property. They're doing all the assembly. It's anything. Like, it's truly anything. It's like this morning, a freight company calling me at 8 a.m. being like, hey, we're on the way to your warehouse with a refrigerator. And I'm like, okay, great. Maintenance will meet you there. It's a lot. It's a lot for anyone to be able to do that. So, you know, maintenance really oversees that entire receiving and assembly process as one of the roles of the 10 million things that they do. We do pool and hot tub maintenance in-house, like all of that.
Yeah. So. And what about your cleaning staff? Is that also in-house?
It sure is. So yeah, we have we're up to about 60. We have 60 amazing, amazing people on our team. Truly the heartbeat of Be Still Getaways. Like, I will die on this mountain where I say that. Like, they are, our turnover staff is just outstanding. They are amazing. You know, and our protocols are really, really intense. We are asking a lot of our turnover staff. We use turnover B&B. We've used it from day one. And we have like 150 point checklist for every single property down to like, make the bed like this. Now take a photo of how you made the bed exactly like how we showed you the bed should be made. So it is extremely detailed. The creation of checklists is very involved, you know, and we have turnover staff and our ops manager goes in to take specific photos that, you know, she wants our staff to be able to duplicate. And that makes it so, you know, we can obviously review photos on our end and make sure all is well with a clean. But, you know, obviously in-house inspections are critical. But we've really, really honed in on this turnover piece. And we really pride ourselves on the cleanliness of our units. That's something that just always comes through. That was one of the things I never wanted to compromise. I was the cleaner in the beginning of Visto
Getaways.
Really?
Yeah.
It was me with my baby strapped to my chest. So
toilets.
Yeah, I created the majority of our protocol and it's really evolved. And that was one thing that myself and our ops manager were like, we will never, no matter what happens, no matter how big we get, we will never compromise this aspect of Be Still Getaways. Like, our units are really clean. And they're just attention to detail. It's critical. We have a lot of details that we leave for our guests, and that's obviously become more streamlined as we grow. I can't leave fresh cut flowers for every guest like I used to. I can't. There are a lot of things that, you know, we don't do anymore as we've grown, but we've been able to keep some really nice touches. And, you know, shout out to our turnover team for keeping this this train moving every day.
Absolutely. They're like the most critical piece of the team. So what are you doing, Jamie? What
oh, yeah,
role
I
do
just
you
sit
have?
Around and yeah. I don't do anything on this. yeah. So much of my role, I've really been able to move into a place where I'm like, here is what I like to do. I like designing. I like thinking big picture. Where are we going? What are we onboarding? What are we doing? That is a lot of my day to day is spent. Unfortunately, I wish I had less meetings, as I think we all do, but the majority of my days are spent in meetings, whether those are project management meetings, whether it's meeting with staff, leadership meetings. We just have so many projects that are coming on all the time. And that might mean like running through a pro forma with the bank, with a property owner. It's kind of all of those initial stages of preparing to bring something to my team, of being like, okay, I've been having all these meetings and it's finally going through. This is going to happen. Everyone meet whatever the next unit is. This is coming on shortly. That's all. And then that's when Emily will begin her game plan. She's usually with me in those meetings as we're making those plans. But that's when Emily really starts honing in on her project management plan. And so a lot of my day-to-day is either spent with her or spent in meetings as we're just planning, doing so many admin back. It's so much admin. I actually do all of my own bookkeeping and payroll and all of those items. So that bogs me down a lot.
Wow. Do you enjoy that? Is that just something that comes naturally for you?
Does it come naturally to me? It's a control thing. I feel like my bookkeeping is so nuanced that, like, you know, I've met with bookkeepers and I explain it and it's like, it's confusing. Like, we're doing so much different types of purchasing and how things need to be categorized. So, I do daily bookkeeping, and then, yeah, it's very admin-y, but I so deeply enjoy my days when I'm picking out tile, picking out, you know, whatever those pieces are, finalizing design plans and being on site, seeing those things coming together. That's a large part of my role. Hiring, planning, making sure that we're just operating as efficiently as possible,
with that many units, I can't imagine. How does it look like as far as the like ratio of you getting to work in your business versus on the business? Do you feel like you have time to look at the bigger picture and think about what would propel Be Still Getaways forward?
Sure. I really have to make dedicated time for it. I kind of, you know, in the evening, I'm usually like, okay, here are three critical tasks admin wise that have to be performed tomorrow. But, you know, I'm always writing things down of like, okay, we need to figure out how to restructure this. How can we do this? Let's think about, you know, potentially pulling this into our units. And I think team meetings, you can probably relate, Amy, but that's like a really beautiful time for me to be able to do that and to hear the perspective from others on my team. And it's a way that I can kind of like put the idea into the universe. And then that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to execute it. We have really talented people on our team that can assist me with executing it or completely execute it. And I'm very thankful for that, because there are many times where I'm doing a task and I'm like, this is not a good use of my time. I need to be doing something else. Who can help me with this? And then, you know, I've gotten better at like having that thought process as I'm doing it and being able to delegate it in that moment. You know, delegation has been a huge, huge part of our scale model. So yeah, I prioritize it. I'm like, I have to be in the unit. Like we're doing a pretty small design project right now on a little like loft in downtown Stanton. And like, I'm there, I'm in it. Like, I value that. And I don't ever want to lose that piece.
Yeah. So. Your boots on the ground, as well as, providing the leadership and oversight of moving
absolutely.
It forward.
Yeah, it's really important. Like, you know, I try to be present. Like I try to get into our units regularly, just for even though I'm not necessarily completing a task there, but I'm like, oh, I'll go. Let me go drop that off. Let me go do what I need to go there. Or, you know, we have a motel that has a shop and I like to go stock the inventory. It like gives me a time to be at the property and seeing how things are going. I also love, like, it's energizing to me when I run into a guest, because I feel like in this role, I so frequently, when things are getting to me, it's the bad. Like by the time something has escalated to me, it's like I'm having to crisis control something, or, you know, I've received some type of complaint that we're having to mitigate. And when I go to a property, especially a 22-room motel, is very energizing to me because there's people outside at fire pits. They're like, this place is great. We love it here. Thank you. And like, that is, I have to make time for that. I absolutely have to make time for that.
Absolutely. Those are the moments we're creating in all of this. And we can't lose sight of, yes, of that when we're in the weeds of operations and cleanings and turnovers, for sure.
That is exactly right.
So in the beginning, though, you didn't have people that you could delegate things to, and it was probably all on you. How did you know, like, at what point did you say, it's time to hire help?
Sure. So when I was doing the bulk of the cleanings, I became very aware that I was like, we need more cleaners on our team. And, you know, when we started expanding into other regions, like when we expanded into Stanton, I was living in Scottsville, which was about an hour drive. And that was when I was like, I need some boots on the ground in Stanton. I need like a really killer cleaner that can kind of have more responsibility than just cleaning a unit. And that was when I brought Heather on, who is still our ops manager to this day. But that was when she joined my team and she was cleaning like, I don't know, two or three units at that time, which we still laugh about to this day. We're like, wow, remember when we just had two or three. So, you know, when it got to the point where I was like, I can't do this. And obviously when you just start a business, there is great money in a cleaning fee. So, you know, offloading that to someone else.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to give that extra money over.
Of course. Yeah. So that was sort of the start of everything. And then, from there, as we grew, Heather just became my person of being like, okay, Heather, what do you think? Is this like, and is this feasible for you? Is this feasible for, you know, the other people we have on our team? Do we need to be hiring more? And she just has totally spearheaded that whole process from day one, all of our hiring, all of our interviewing, all of our training people on our processes. That is her thing. And she has absolutely nailed it. She has hired an absolutely amazing group of ladies.
So you are not even involved in, are you involved in the hiring process?
Not for our turnover team. No, I'm not. There are times when she's like, I'm very overwhelmed. Here are four people. Please take them and like do some screening and then let me know if they're a yes and I need to move forward.
Okay.
So in the beginning, her and I did that process together, but that quickly became a part of her role as our ops manager. You know, I do the hiring for all of our other positions, all of like our core leadership positions. But yes, turnover staff is very much under Heather's leadership, our ops manager.
Got it. Got it. So let's talk about just kind of what have the pain points been over the last 3 years? I mean, I can't even imagine to go from, you know, one to over 125 units. What challenges have you faced, Jamie?
Okay, everyone get out your notepads. We're about to write a book. Wow, where to begin? So I think in the beginning, it very quickly became about work-life balance. And, you know, I have a young child and it was really hard for me. Like it can feel very isolating to be the only, especially in short-term rentals, and to feel like you're the only one receiving a notification from a guest. You're the only one who, you know, if you're not available, that guest goes, you know, all of that goes unanswered. And that quickly became very overwhelming to me. Like I was able to handle it. Honestly, I handled it alone until like property, we were at like 15. And I was like, I need another set of eyes on this. This is a lot. And I just put out a posting for like a part-time co-host, like help me with messaging. And that was life-changing to feel like I could put my phone down and to feel like I could walk away and somebody else had my back really was a pivotal point for me. And that just like, and work-life balance, I mean, it doesn't stop there. Work-life balance remains a pain point, like forever. There are times when it's like, oh, I want to sit and I want to do this. And thankfully, as we've grown, I just wanted to grow to the point where we could be like, have multiple people and everyone could text and be like, hey, I have date night, or like, hey, going out to dinner with my family. I'm not going to be able to do this. And to know that that's just held down and your team has it. And we've also created a lot of really beautiful automations along the way as well that have assisted us hardcore, but pretty huge pain point, 100%. And I think just like being recently of a feeling of, you know, isolation that I've been, you know, working through is feeling so, this is just to be incredibly transparent, but feeling so responsible for other people's livelihoods mm-hmm. is a very big thing to sit with and to run, you know, very large payrolls several times a month and to just, you know, sometimes that the what if creeps into your mind of being like, but what if?
Yeah.
But what if you didn't book? But what if, you know, you didn't meet your quota to be able to run payroll? Those are just, that has never happened, thank goodness. But those are obviously things that creep into my mind when you're, you know, when you have 60 plus people working under you, it's very stressful. It can be. There are times when I'm like,
yeah, especially our low season. And especially in that low season when you're like, are we going to make it? That fear never seems to go away. Even at, it's good to know, even at 127 units, it's still there.
It's really scary, of course. And there are many times, like, you know, confrontation is always very challenging and unsettling in this business and with, you know, so many people being involved, you know, and working with so many different investors. Confrontation can be sometimes a regular part of this industry of, you know, someone being upset about something or, you know, some type of misunderstanding. And that's always really hard. And it can be really hard to pour so much into something and to be like, you know, I've seen it on your stories before, Amy, but it's like, this is, we pour everything we have into this industry. It doesn't stop. We have created system after system after system. Like, this is something even now that, you know, I get a text and I'm like, okay, I know my team has it, but if it's been like a few minutes, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm still here. Like, we need to respond to this. Like, I still have that response. Like, we take this very seriously, and I have to, you know, I have somebody on my team says it so perfectly. Sometimes she's like, you know what, Jamie, we're going to live through it.
Sometimes we need to know that. Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh my gosh, I just can't take this. Like, oh, this contract is so challenging. Like, what are we going to do? She's like, you know, whatever happens, we're really going to live through it.
Right.
Like, the way that grounds me.
We will survive.
We'll make it through.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that applies to, you know, there are property owners that can be pain points, or, you know, you get connected with a unit and you're like, ooh, I don't think we are on the same page regarding this, and we might have to have a breakup. And that's hard. That's really challenging for me still. And I have to remind myself, like, you know what? This is my business. And like, I'm not doing this to work with, you know, someone who maybe isn't the best fit. So,
ooh, we could do a whole other episode on that for sure.
We should.
Yeah.
I have to be anonymous.
Don't listen in, clients.
I know, like, I have this dream. This is like random side note. Sometimes I just want to, I'm always like, okay, where are we going? What are we doing? And sometimes I just want to start an anonymous Instagram account of like all the crazy things that happen in short-term rentals and just spill all the tea.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I would totally be exposed. But
so we're getting close to the end. But I want to know, yeah, what's next for Be Still Getaways? How much do you want to scale? Do you have a certain number of properties in mind?
We don't have a certain number, but we're really, you know, like we really think about everything really deeply when it's presented to us, of being like, okay, what can our team one handle this load, and what will it look like for our systems? So, you know, we have four ins in the wings, and that is a very important thing for me to keep in my mind all the time, because I'm like, okay, some of these we're even looking at, you know, 2024, but that means that we say no to a lot more vacation rentals that previously would have been just yeses all day. Like, yeah, great, that's perfect. And now we have to be extremely selective of our vacation rentals. One, because I mean, you know, the short-term rental industry has been kind of strange lately. It's obviously evolved a lot over the past even year for how seasons have looked. So, you know, even thinking about operating costs, like I'm constantly crunching a number of being like, okay, we spend a lot of money on software. We spend an immense amount of money on software. So it's like, okay, what does it cost me to put this unit that's going to make $120 a night into my, you know, to pull it into four different softwares? What's my overhead?
Right.
And, you know, we're not really taking units that are $120 a night units anymore. That's just kind of not where we're going. We're like really leaning into this luxury in market. So,
gotcha. So it's,
I don't know.
It's got to be a fit. It's got to be more quality at this point. It's got to fit your brand. And it sounds like the owner relationship is going to be an important role.
Critical.
In what
Absolutely
you'll take.
Critical.
So a lot of our listeners are probably just getting started in co-hosting, and they're listening to you like you are a rock star, which you are. So what advice would you give to them, even the ones that are still scrubbing the toilets and maybe just have one or two homeowners that they're helping out?
Sure. Yeah. Create a mission statement, like define why are you doing what you're doing? And like, make the assumption that, you know, you're going to grow. Make the assumption that like, if you want to grow, you will. There are so many people looking for this service and they deeply need it, especially if you're doing it well. Invest in your systems 1000%. And, you know, I did this from the beginning. I was like, okay, these are the things that I will never ever compromise on. Like, this is what I want. This is what Be Still Getaways is. And that was, you know, one, our cleanliness standards, creating a really, really involved process for that, automating that and creating a system that would guarantee that our guests were walking into a space that they would be wowed by every single time. And two, products are really, really important to me. They've been my mission from day one, but I was like, you know, I want to provide a quality product to our guests. The products that our guests are using in our rentals, I want them to be nicer or equivalent to the ones that they're using at home. You know, and that meant, you know, a natural product, no like blue Dial soap, no shade if you're doing that. But that is a personal mission statement in my own life. And so I wanted a high-end product in all of our units where guests could feel like, you know, oh, this is safe. I would use this on my children. I would, you know. That's always been important to me. And we've done that. We have maintained that. And, you know, lastly, just beautiful spaces. Working with property owners that have the means to, you know, create beautiful spaces and to listen to us about what's needed in a space. And then to provide our team with what they need to do their job efficiently and well. That is also a very critical part of that piece. So don't compromise. It's your business. You know, there are many ways that you will want to bend to the will of someone else to be like, but I just want one more property. Can we make it work? Like, I just want one more property. Don't do it. You know,
that's
stay
excellent.
True to whatever you're wanting to establish.
That is excellent advice. And I just love how you've let those brand values, those core values kind of guide you throughout this process. So where can our listeners connect with you? Where can they book your properties?
So you can follow us on Instagram at Be Still Getaways. And you can look at our website and all of our rentals at bestillgetaways.com.
Awesome. Jamie, this has been so good and such a pleasure to finally get to connect with you. And thanks for giving your time. And sharing with us.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.